Welcome to Watershed's July podcast. My name is Mark Cosgrove and I'm the head of programme. And for the next few minutes, we'll be talking about a couple of the highlights we have coming up at Watershed and the Arno Fini in Bristol. New Crowned Hope was a festival which took place in Vienna late last year to mark the 250th birthday of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. It was headed up by celebrated opera director and all-round cultural animateur Peter Sellers. Sellers is responsible for some of the most innovative operas of recent times, including Nixon in China and The Death of Klinghoffer. I've heard him talk on a number of occasions, and he has quite an amazing progressive and passionate take on culture, art, and the possibilities it can play in social change. He very much views art as a force for change and not simply to make you feel good about consuming some high culture. He brings these principles to bear in the New Crowned Hope project. Rather than restaging, Sellers wanted to explore themes inherent in Mozart's great work, themes of magic and transformation, truth and reconciliation, and ceremonies for the dead, and to open them up to contemporary experience. He also wanted to move across the art forms, and to this end enlisted the help of former Rotterdam Film Festival director Simon Field and producer Keith Griffiths. Under the New Crowned Hope banner, they commissioned six of the most innovative young film directors from across the globe, including Apichipong Veerasethikul from Thailand, Zai Ming Liang from Taiwan, and Baman Gobadi from Iran. The resulting films are a unique collection and contribution to world cinema. They do not use Mozart's music in the soundtrack, but rather work with the themes and the inspiration of the music. From Friday 27th of July, we will be screening Darat, directed by Mahamat Saleh Haroun from Chad, a fable-like tale exploring themes of forgiveness. If you're interested in finding out more about Peter Sellers, and I hope you are, then we are premiering a documentary about him by Bristol-based filmmaker Mark Cadell at the Arno Fini on Wednesday the 11th of July. Mark will introduce and discuss the film. Peter has also chosen a season of films which, as he says, changed or formed my life and work. Among their pleasures is how demanding they are. They remind us of our true stature, testing the mind and reawakening the senses. They include such gems as Jean-Luc Godard's Vivre sa vie and Sergei Parajanov's Legend of Suram Fortress. The films are screening throughout July, and for more information, go to arnofini.org.uk. John Cassavetes is one of those names who conjures up a whole cinematic value system. Independent American cinema was a genre created for and by him. Cassavetes defines a whole style of American cinema. East Coast, New York, personal and intimate, about real people living their real, ordinary, extraordinary lives. He absorbed the rhythms of bebop jazz, the literary beat of hipster New York, and the authenticity of Italian neorealism to create some of the most distinctive and influential American cinema. The influence? Well, he said to a young Scorsese, "Come on, make films about what you know." The result was Mean Streets and the birth of the real Scorsese. Cassavetes' impact and legacy continues. I'm sure young hipster Harmony Korine owes something to Cassavetes. Famously, Cassavetes had to get recognition in Europe before getting acknowledgement in his own country. With his groundbreaking film Shadows, made on a shoestring in 1959, he couldn't get a US distributor. Here was an edgy, atmospheric, black and white film about interracial relationships set in jazz-soaked coffee houses of New York with a Charlie Mingus score. However, it went on to win the Critics Award at that year's Venice Film Festival and was subsequently released in the States. Even though his uncompromising stance made him a difficult director for the studios to bankroll, he covered his costs in a successful acting career. Indeed, he's probably most familiar to cinema-going public for his role as Mia Farrow's duplicitous husband in Rosemary's Baby. However, it is as a director he will be increasingly remembered and appreciated. His wonderful free-form energy is still as infectious and influential. A season of his films, released on new prints, plays at Watershed throughout July. For more information, go to watershed.co.uk. That's a wrap.